Be better for yourself. Want better for yourself. Your life is worth it. You're worth it. And you being here is more important than anything else. I would like to welcome you back to The Outcast, a journey of believing, becoming, and belonging. I'm your host, JC Brooks. For anybody that's been listening or like been paying attention to my podcast or have like asked me, how's your podcast? You might have realized that I've not really been as active as I was before, like, you know, recording and releasing content each week like I normally did. It's not so much like it's not something I did on purpose. It's something that just happened because I'm somebody that once I have an idea or something that I like find interesting that I want to work and I want to work on or work towards or do, I automatically just like start putting my energy towards that. In the past couple months, it's been a lot of different things, and I just like gravitate towards that one thing and I do it for the moment, and then like I jump into the next thing, which is not good at all, because then you get nothing done. There's not much that I've said I wanted to do that really got done fully and then I was satisfied with and like was able to just move on and be like, okay, let's go to the next thing. So, you know, in that time period, like my podcast got pushed to the back burner, like all these other things that I've been wanting to do got pushed to the back burner because I was just like so focused on trying to do as many things as I can in so little time. And then I didn't realize that I was just like trying to stretch myself everywhere and not really put my energy in any certain area. So as I was, you know, sitting down and thinking, I've been wanting to do a mental health series for like a while, but I never really knew how to start. But I'm also somebody that I don't normally speak on things that I haven't experienced, because I feel like the best way to learn about something is to either go through it or just be around it in general to understand it. So mental health wasn't something that I wanted to really ever really talk about until like I started to really understand like my own personal mental health and how I was going through these things. So like after I went through, you know, therapy, and then I started to really understand myself, I became somebody that was very passionate about therapy and like mental health in general, to the point where I was like, you know, I want to make my podcast be about also about that aspect of my life. There's a lot of things that's happened that I didn't know how to really face or really like ask the right questions or answer the right questions. So I decided to do like a mental health series where I'm going to share my story as to how I went through it. And I'm going to have certain people on here that would be talking about their experience and like, you know, how they've been through it or are going through it and how they're responding to certain things. So I just want to make it something that is very special. And I normally like to talk about things that are special to me and things that are important to me and that can have an impact on the world. For me, when did I realize like I needed therapy? Because it's going to be like, this is going to be my therapy journey. I didn't really care that much about mental health because I never, you know, there's the stigma about men being like tough and like not supposed to talk about their feelings. And I've been one of those people for so long, because if you've heard my story, you'll know that I've spent a lot of my life alone and I made it through. And I've always been somebody that's like, if I can go through that, man, I can go through anything. And I went through all these things without consulting with anyone, basically making all these decisions for my life and making all these changes and things that I felt like needed. So I just did a lot of things that since like I was little by myself without feeling like I needed anyone. And I've kept that going through my adult life, my teenage years and my adult life. So I didn't realize I needed therapy much until like more recently. I started listening to a podcast called I Am Athlete, and it's by Brandon Marshall. And like all these other like guys that are like football players, a lot of them are retired. They bring athletes, rappers, and entertainers, and like, and they talk about a bunch of different things. Of course, a lot of it have to do with sports or whatever field that person is in. But one thing that I realized they always did was they checked in with each other, like how are you mentally? It was, how are you mentally? How are you financially? How are you in any, like, you know, in all these ways? And it just like struck me that, you know, these guys that was so big in their sport, they were so open about going, you know, about mental health and the things that they go through. So then I was like, you know what? If they can do it, then I guess It's all right for me to be able to talk about that stuff. So there would be times where I would like text my guy friends, checking on them, because I was like, I felt like that was important to check on your friends and see how they were mentally and how they are going through things. Because around the time I first started watching this, like all of us were in college. My friend Spencer was in Wilmington. Tyler was actually doing an internship, but he was living by himself down there in Hilton Head. And like my friend Ryan, he was in Wilmington also. And then like my roommate at the time was Jalen. There's all my guy friends that I was, you know, I'd hit them up and ask them how they were mentally. And then we'd talk about it sometimes, but then like kind of started fading away. I wasn't doing it as much, but it just something that I started to realize that it was important, because there are things that, especially guys, that we go through that we'd never really talk about. We never really cared to talk about it because we're supposed to be tough and we're supposed to just make it through and be fine at the end of the day. And as soon as you show any type of anything, it's like, oh yeah, you're not strong enough, you're weak. So I know a lot of people feel that way. But for me, once I started watching the podcast and I started like pay attention to myself, then I realized there was a lot of things that I didn't, like I had that was going on that I never really talked about. I never really went through. I just, you know, brushed it under the rug and I was fine until the next one. So me and Megan, we've been dating for almost over a year now. But at the beginning of the relationship, I started to realize that I personally wasn't like fit mentally to be with somebody and give them everything that they deserve and everything that they should be getting out of a relationship. And I just felt like I was not good enough at the time. So that was like the beginning of me really feeling like, okay, I need to do something. But I didn't at first. Then we had taken a brief, I guess you can call it a break. And then I just remember coming home and I talked to my cousin Merle. I was like, something's wrong with me. And in Merle fashion, she said, yeah, I knew it. Like, I just knew, but like, I just never really wanted to tell you, because nobody really take well to somebody telling them like, yeah, something's wrong with you and you should go see somebody, which I agree with. If she had just came out and said, yeah, something's wrong with you and you go see somebody, I wouldn't be too accepting of that. But you know, then we sat and we talked about it as we were taking a dog to the park. And, I realized, I was like, yeah, man, I really do need to, you know, see somebody. So then I had talked to my aunt and my girls in New York. And then like I had told them how I was feeling, the things that I was going through, and I had talked about therapy. Then I had talked to, I think, some other people. Then I had talked to Megan about it, you know, about me needing therapy. So then the next, about a week or so later, went on and made an appointment. Then I was like, I don't know how this is going to go, because I've always been somebody that don't like to speak on things that are personal. I never really wanted to go to therapy, because I always thought about it like, why would I go and talk to some stranger about the things that's happened in my life and they know nothing about me? I've always been somebody that don't put my business out there. So going to talk to somebody I don't know, never met, it wasn't something I was too excited about. But I was like, you know what, let's just do it. It'll be better for me in any way, but let's figure out how this goes. So I went to my first therapy appointment. Funny thing is that they were in Charlotte. So the office was in Charlotte, and on their website, when I first looked it up as to where I was going, like on Google, the address they had on there was the one in downtown Charlotte. So I drove all the way down there, and I'm like 15 minutes early just to like walk into this building. And then the room that they're supposed to be in this building was like, they weren't there. And I'm like knocking on the door and everything. And now I'm like starting to get upset. I was like, great, this is like the worst start to this. So I walked in and there was nobody there. And I guess they had moved, but I did not know that they had moved. So then I was like, what the heck? So then I called the phone number that I had. Nobody answered. And I just was like pissed at that point. I was like, I don't even care to go anymore. You know, so then something told me, just go on the website. So I went on the website to look for the address, but it had the different address on their website than it had like on Google that just normally pops up. So I went to that address. Now I'm like 15, 20 minutes late too, because it was on the opposite side of where it was supposed to be. So I drove like 40 minutes from my house to downtown Charlotte. And then I had to drive another 20 back to come back towards my house, which was closer. So I was like, man, I was pissed. I was gonna, like, I already went, had all they were driven all the way down there. Then I drove back and I was like, you know, I'm about to just go in here, be all mad, and I don't care to really share anything. But so I walked in and the lady just like made me feel very comfortable to begin with. So I sat down and I told her, I was like, oh, by the way, like your address is wrong. And she was like, oh my gosh, somebody had told me that. But she was like, she tried to tell the people to change it, but it hadn't changed it. And I was like, yeah, I went all the way down there and I was waiting and I was like getting upset. And she was like, well, I'm glad you found it. So I got in there first day. Then I just started like sharing everything. And I just was like, but I didn't realize that things were just coming out. I'm like talking and it was like an hour session. Then boom, the hour went by so quickly. Because I was just, everything was going so well. And I was talking about, you know, the things that I went through as a child, the things that I didn't really realize that affected me when I was so young. And that really kind of like drove into the way I'm feeling to this day and the things that, like, you know, the way I've basically experienced life to this day. I just was like, wow, well, all right. So first day we talked about the things that I experienced when I was younger that was never talked about, from feeling like I was always alone, which is huge, because then I became like immune to that. I never cared. Like I could have no friends and I'd be fine. And I've always been like that because of the, you know, the way that I was grown, the way that I was raised, not so much raised, because I raised myself when I was in Haiti. I was the second youngest of 7 siblings. But then one of them passed after my mom had passed. So then I became the youngest and I just was like, everybody was older and everybody was gone. So now I'm just over here. It's just me. So I had to learn to survive. And I've always, and the reason I had to, you know, talk about first thing or something happened until the next one. Cool. Resolved. Let's go. Because I had to really adapt to my environment and very much like just understanding you'll be fine, because if you're not, no one else is going to do anything for you. That's just how I've always like felt like I was living. So first session, I was like, man, I didn't have enough time, which a lot of people do if you're like they didn't have enough time. But first session, it went very well. So I was like, I was looking forward to the next session. So I remember I came home and I was like, okay, yeah, this was cool. Let's see how it goes next time. And then we'll just keep going to see if I really need it. But there were a lot of things that I did and that I didn't really realize that effect. They're all kind of like a domino effect of the things that happened to me when I was younger. And so my therapy was very much about, like, you know, childhood trauma. And when I came here, one of the big things that then affected me later on that I didn't really think would was like my parents getting divorced when I got adopted, which wasn't that long after we got adopted. And I never really, like, I guess allowed it to bother me or, like, affect me, but it did, as I've talked about before. And one of the big things was, one thing that I'm going to share on here that I'm sure other people feel too, but never really like talking about is, like, okay, as an adopted child, one of the hardest things to do is, like, trying to figure out what you fall in something. Like, for example, when my parents got divorced, I didn't, like, the divorce wasn't, like, the greatest that it could be. So I just remember not knowing where I fall. It's like, do you go on this side or that side? And being adopted, you don't know, because it's not like you were very close to this one, not that close to that one, and then, like, you love this one more or whatever. But it was always like, well, these people brought you here and you're very thankful for both of them. And now the things that's going on between them, and you just don't know how to react to it, because now you are in a place where you don't know where you belong, which is like the belonging part of the name of my podcast, which I had a long issue with, really, like, for so long. Till this day, I still have problem with, like, at times realizing, like, do I belong here or there? And one of the worst place to be as somebody that's not so much an adoptee, but a lot of the time when you're in an interracial adoption, you don't really know where you belong in some places. So that was like one of the biggest thing I was dealing with that I, like, you know, once I went to therapy, I learned how to talk about it and how to really, like, understand it. That's, like, one of the things that I just kind of, like, worked through by myself. I just got to understand certain things I cannot control. And those are things that other people don't realize either. It's not like where I'm, like, and being in my shoes and being in my position, there are a lot of things that I cannot control and I can't do anything about. So it's just like just living and just going about my day. It went, you know, so as I was talking about, like when it comes to therapy, it was a while before I realized I needed it. I think like one of the biggest mistakes that we make is comparing everything that, you know, the way we feel to, and the things that we're going through to something that someone else may be going through or may not be going through. Like one of the mistakes that I always made was always saying like, man, somebody is probably going through something worse than me, which then it's almost like I'm trying to make my situation be smaller. Yes, somebody might be going through something worse than you, but that doesn't make what you're going through any less important than what they're going through. What you're going through is valid and how you feel is valid. So you should never really just look at it and be like, well, somebody's going through something worse. Then now you just push what you're going through down, which will most likely come back up again eventually. You know, so like I was saying earlier, after my first session, I felt like I was like, okay, I need to go back. So then I just started, as I kept going like every week, and I was just learning so much about me and like who I am and why I was acting the way I was acting and why I was doing the things that I did. And like one of the big things for me, I am always kind of like pushed towards like mothers, like my mom, my friends' moms, like they always, those are people like I feel close to. And I didn't realize why, like I didn't really understand why, but then, you know, when I started going to therapy, then I started to realize, well, because I lost mine when I was so young, I never really had that motherly love. That is something I was lacking. So as I started like meeting people and I was like, this is why. And they're like, I started to understand myself, which I started to becoming, you know, a better man in general. Like I started to, you know, be better at controlling my emotions. I started to be better at controlling, you know, the things that comes out of my mouth towards my girlfriend, towards my friends, towards my family or anybody. Then I started to really understand like the meaning behind so much, because for a while, like I didn't really, whatever happens, happens, man. And I was so okay with being by myself that like even when I was in relationships, it just was like, okay, whatever, you can leave if you want to. Like it doesn't hurt to have somebody that loves you and somebody that cares for you and somebody that's going to be on your corner. But it just, to me, it was like, whatever, man, I've made it this far by myself. And by, when I say by myself, like I've been through a lot of things that I just learned how to, I guess, in a way cope with. But it wasn't so much coping with. It just was like just pushing them down or like, you know, brush them under the rug. Like they didn't matter. They didn't happen. And then I started to realize, well, those are things that are making, like, you know, breaking me down. And I started to really like put a hand on things and I started to be better. And I started, and I got better at communicating. I got better at really like expressing myself. And actually I got way better at listening. To listen and to actually understand what the person is saying instead of just listening to answer or listening to say the next thing that comes to mind. I think therapy is one of the greatest things that we can do for ourselves. And as I was talking to somebody about it, I think it was like yesterday, wanting to go to therapy, she was like, well, like, do you understand how we go to the gym every day? What is that? You know, to look to physically look good, to change something about yourself or to make yourself feel better or to look better or whatever reason that you go to the gym for. And it's like the same thing about our minds. We should exercise our minds the same way we exercise, you know, our bodies, our physical bodies, for our physical, you know, stature. And I realized, I was like, yeah, that is actually very important. We should put as much emphasis on it as we do in our physical outlook, because you could look buff, happy, and from the outside, but in the inside, there's a lot that's eating you because you never want to talk about them. And I think therapy is a great place to do that. And the other thing I wanted to acknowledge is that it may not work for everyone. Therapy may not be for you. It might be something else. But I think, you know, you should always try. Like meditation might be something that works for you. I think it's always, we should work on our minds, you know, our brains and all these things as much as we work on our physical outlook. Like right now, like for me, mental health have become like a huge part of me. It has become something that I'm very passionate about, and that is something that I talk to anybody that wants to listen about. And I have, you know, I created a group chat, which haven't been even, that was another thing that got pushed to the back burner because I wasn't giving it as much attention as I needed to. But the group chat, we have 10 people in there right now, 10 or 11. For a while, we were, you know, talking every day. You don't have to, we didn't, I told everybody, you don't have to talk every day, but like, you know, we check in with one another and we'd have like a Zoom call, like a once a week Zoom call. And we'd talk about the things that, you know, your week, how your week was, the things that you've been through, what made you happy? What are some things that you feel like you can work on and how you can be, feel like, how can we as the group help you to be better? And honestly, if it's like something that you feel like you would want to be a part of, it'd be great. I would love it. You just reach out to me on social media and I will, you know, get you added. But another thing is, I think, you know, having a group of people that's in your corner that understand, that may understand what you're going through, or they may not. But I think a support system is always great. And my biggest support system is Megan. So she's like supported me in everything. That's like my creative director. She's my, I guess, like everything for everything I do. She supports me in everywhere possible. And she is always like there to help me in anything I need. And having that group chat and being able to talk to other people that either in North Carolina or not, and helping each other grow and helping each other when we go through something that may not be, you know, the best, but and being an ear to listen to what people have to say and how they feel and how they're going through their each and every day of the week, I think is very important. So that's, you know, the group chat is there. It's called Mental Matters. And, like it said, like the name, like your mental health really do matter. Your physical health matters too, but your mental health matters as much as your physical health. And that is something that I'm trying to push. And that is something that I'm trying to, you know, work on and like be better myself. Like my goal is to be a lifelong advocate for mental health and for people that needs it. And I have like all these goals and all these things that I'm working towards and wanting to do, but mental health is going to be one at the top of the list as to, you know, is one of the things that is important to me. But it's always good to have people that wants to listen and people that may, whether they understand or not, wants to be there for you. So like if you would just please allow us to be there, allow me and a lot of my friends and people that are a part of the chat already to be there for you. I may not have all the right answers, but you know, even if I can push, you know, help you find a therapist, help you find somebody to talk to, I'll do it, whatever I can to help you. But I think at the end of the day, it's like you gotta want to take that first step. And I'll tell you one thing. One of the strongest things you can do is realizing that you need the help. It doesn't make you any weaker to say that you need help. Actually, it makes you stronger because it takes a strong person to realize that you don't have all the answers, that you may need the help of someone else. At the end of the day, there's always going to be help there. And mental health have become a huge thing, especially during the pandemic, of people really like sitting at home with their thoughts and not having anywhere to go and not really being able to do the certain thing that they would do every weekend that would just take their mind off of things. We should all, you know, look at our inner selves and look within ourselves and realize the things that we may need help with, that we would be struggling with. And for me, it really was like understanding why I'm where I'm at. And like and I went through like even my relationships, you know, my life as a kid, my life here when I first came here, my life in Haiti, and just start really realize there was always a pattern of like always being having to be tougher, always having to just be the one that's tough and be there for everyone and just going through it and no matter what. But you know, once I went to therapy, like I feel like my life changed in a lot of ways. Not to say it's going to work the same way for everyone. Or you might go to one therapist and realize, well, that's not it. And then you find the next one. Because the next one might be the one for you. Might be the one that helps you really understand yourself and really help you understand the way the world is and the things that you're going through is not always your fault. But at the end of the day, you have people here that cares for you. You have people that are wanting to see you win. And I'm one of those two people, whether I know you or not. I want the best for everyone in this world. But if you're somebody that needs help, please reach out to me in any way that I can help you. I'll make sure I do it. You know, my mental health journey is still going on. I'm not the best at anything that I talk about. I'm speaking from experience, and therapy really helped me. It really helped me in a lot of ways. And I hope you give it a chance to see if it'll help you too. And the thing is, you may not even realize that you really are going through things. Because for a while, I used to, like, be depressed. I was depressed for a while. Like, I went, like, a whole year where I went through some stuff where I just was, like, depressed. But because I've always been the, you know, bubbly person, the laughing, the one that's always cracking jokes, the one that's always having fun. Like, if you put music on around me, you know, I'm dancing. You know, I'm always having a good time. That nobody really realized that I was going through things. I can go to, like, I remember before COVID, me and Jalen, we go out. We went out a good bit. And as we were going out, like, you know, some weekends, I'd go out, man. I'd be happy as heck. You'd see me out. You'd be like, dang, this man's living his best life. But then I'd go home. And it was just me and my thoughts. And things just got really sad. And there were times where I'd be sad in the middle of the day without really realizing and like what the reason is. And that kept happening. And for a long time, I just was like, what am I upset about? And I could never really understand it. And I'll tell you what, therapy for sure helped me. It worked for me. It might work for you. You're not alone. Even if you feel like you're alone, you don't have to be alone. There are a lot of people in your corner that want to see you win. There are a lot of people in your corner that wants to see you happy. There are a lot of people that wants to help you be happy in any way that they can. And whether you know me or not, I'm somebody that would love to see you win. And if you need to connect with me in any way that I can help you, I will do my best to. Be better for yourself. Want better for yourself. Your life is worth it. You're worth it. And you being here is more important than anything else. And you seeing another day is more important than anything else because you get another day to try it again. So keep trying. Keep pushing. I love you. And I love everyone that's listened. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all that's, you know, taking the time to listen to this podcast. And I'm sorry if I have been gone for so long. But we're going to get back in the horse. And we're going to get things moving. And, you know, well, this series I'm really, really excited for. I have different information from different people. And you're going to hear different stories. Mental health to me right now, it means everything. Because if I didn't really care about it, if I didn't really work towards it, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. And I'm proud to have been through therapy. And I hope one day you can say the same. So thank you for listening to The Outcast. It's your journey. Remember that. It's your journey. Take control of it. Have a great day.